Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. USDA says that winter wheat conditions worsened slightly in the week ending April 20th. 23% of the crop is rated very poor to poor compared to 22% last week. Corn planting reached 6% complete compared to 3% last week and a 14% five-year rolling average. Spring wheat planting was reported at 10% complete compared to 6% last week and a 19% five-year average. Next week, USDA will add corn emergence and soybeans planted figures to the weekly crop progress report. McDonald's Corporation said its profit for the first 3 months of the year edged lower as the fast food company worked to revive its U.S. sales growth following a challenging 2013. Overall, McDonald's reported a profit of $1.2 billion, or $1.21 a share, compared with $1.27 billion, or $1.26 a share a year earlier. Franchisees and executives are saying that McDonald's menu has become overly complicated with the addition of more new items, slowing service and turning off customers. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 240,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 2014-15 marketing year, which began on last September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,403. It's up 32 points. The NASDAQ 35.65, up 14 and a quarter. The S&P 500 is 18.67, and it is up 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will be looking at a wetter weather biased pattern for a little while, but we will still manage to get a few days of field work in as well. In the Western Corn Belt, it looks as though today will be one of the better days for getting some field work accomplished, but it doesn't seem to want to persist for very long. Tomorrow looks to be a wet day across parts of the Western Corn Belt. We'll likely see showers and thunderstorms occurring in quite a few areas tomorrow. The precipitation will be focused probably on the area from Kansas and eastern Nebraska into Wisconsin and southeastern portions of Minnesota. In that corridor, we'll probably see some rain totals running to a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch, maybe even something a little bit heavier, over an inch in a few spots. We'll continue to monitor that. The bad thing about that is that those areas that get the greatest amount of precipitation will probably not be able to get back into the fields right away, especially since some of that region's already had some moisture recently, and it looks as though there'll be only a brief day or two of dry weather that follows before we get involved with another storm system. The Thursday, Friday time period looks to be relatively dry across the Western Corn Belt. And as we get into the day on Saturday, conditions will deteriorate. Now, a fair amount of the day on Saturday will probably still be okay, but by the afternoon, things will definitely not be so great. We will expect Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe a small part of Tuesday to be cloud covered and rainy across portions of the Western Corn Belt, although the precipitation Tuesday will probably be somewhat erratic and light. We will probably need a few days of drying to occur in parts of the Western Corn Belt before we can get back into the fields after that, but most likely we'll see some field work beginning to evolve as we get to the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. In the eastern portions of the Corn Belt, the situation will be somewhat similar, but there's an extra day of field work potential that is in front of us before we get involved with the bigger storm system as we get into the late weekend. Today and tomorrow will certainly be favorable days for field work across the eastern Midwest. I doubt seriously there'll be any meaningful precipitation over this two-day period. As we get into the day on Thursday, though, showers and thunderstorms will be possible, and a few of them may linger a little bit on Friday morning. And then we'll be looking at some dry weather again Saturday and perhaps the early part of Sunday in some of the eastern parts of the region. So some field work will likely occur between these rain events, but once we get to late Sunday and continuing through probably Tuesday and maybe Wednesday of next week, rain will be falling quite often and frequently across the eastern Midwest as an upper-level low-pressure system moves through that region as well. And we'll expect the temperatures to cool off quite a bit as the upper-level low passes over some of the eastern Midwest. So as we get to the early to middle part of next week, high temperatures will cool down to the 50s and 60s across many areas, and that will contrast rather sharply with temperatures that will probably be in the 60s and 70s ahead of the storm system, with some 80-degree temperatures possible near the Ohio River. Now, some of the northernmost parts of the Midwest may not be quite that warm, but we will see enough warmth ahead of the storm system that there will be quick drying and maybe an opportunity to get into some of the fields. There is a chance for some windy conditions to occur also before the main storm system begins to impact the region. Most of the winds, though, will probably be focused more on the western Corn Belt rather than the east, but we will have an opportunity for at least some breezy conditions to occur briefly before the rains set in, perhaps later this weekend. Well, the rest of the U.S. weather still looks to be about the same as suggested in previous days. The southwest U.S. plains, though, will not do well with precipitation. And it does appear that we'll see some good progress made in the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states over this next week, with only some brief periods of rainfall expected that will disrupt the planting process. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 738 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. July, 745 and a half, up 3 3/4. Soft May wheat, 670 and a half, up 2 1/4. July, 678, up 2 1/2. May corn, 493 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. July, 499, up 5 1/4. December, 493 3/4, up 3 3/4. May soybeans, 1503 1/2, up 4 3/4. July, 1491 1/4, up 4. November, 1223 1/2, down 1/4. May soybean meal, 487.60, up 1.90. May soybean oil, 43.10, up 10 cents. April live cattle, 143.85, up 40. May feeder cattle, 178.50, up 40. And May lean hogs are 119.90. And they are down 90. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Turnaround Tuesday, huh?
Well, we're up a little bit after yesterday's hard move down, but we came back halfway on the beans yesterday, so you might call it that. I think we're just in a back-and-forth mode until we actually do get a lot of planting happening, and right now it's just starting in a few places.
Well, I think it's a little significant that the bears really tried to push it down to suspected support levels, and it did come off those levels.
Yeah, and I think eventually it'll go back to them, but right now we're just can't decide which way to go. Corn up 3 to 4, beans up 1/4 to 4 after yesterday's. You know, we were down 28 to 30 at one time, then closed down, 10 to 12 yesterday.
Did see a pretty significant corn purchase by Mexico this morning.
Yep, we have all of that. Usage is still out there. Don't know how big it'll be from China, and that's the big question on corn or beans. But the rest of the world's still buying from us, and we will continue to have that usage coming to us.
Seemed like, actually, when you thought about it, that yesterday was more about technical trading and commodity funds getting their positions where they wanted to be than any really fundamental news in the marketplace.
Yeah, there wasn't really much different out there except planting progress is going to start. There's places half done, most places just getting a good start. But otherwise, just warmer weather coming means we're going to plant, and the turmoil with China and the Ukraine still out there. Will China stop buying totally? Will they still buy some? And the Ukraine and Russia, what's that mess going to be? So really not much difference. We had funds getting out of a bunch because they were record long. They're still a long way, but they did shed some yesterday, and now we'll see if they buy any of it back.
You want to go so far as to say that there's a top in any marketplace at this point?
Well, if you look at some of the weird things there might be, but in grains, I think we're just kind of flopping back and forth right now, waiting for more information.
So not even in, like, say, old crop soybeans?
Old crop soybeans, we've had highs a lot higher than we are. We came up from, 13 to almost 16. Here we are at 15 in May's, and July's are at 14.90. They could go 50 either direction, but I just don't expect them to until we have more information on the rest of the world.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn at 493 is up 4.5. July, 498.5, up 4.75. December is 493.5, up 3.5. May soybeans, 1503.5, up 4.75. July, 1491.25, up 4. November, 1223.75, unchanged. May soybean meal, 487.80, up 210. And May soybean oils, 4304, up 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.